sad with my youth and the sad with my youth and the sad with my youth and the sad with my youth and
right, folks, that was Small Pleasures with New Year from Songs for Lovers. And before that, I Cried Into His Hands by Family Man. How y'all doing? Oh, it's been kind of bleak out there. You know, I don't really know how else to describe it. I think probably, let me think, what's been going on that people are talking about? There seems to be three things that I have seen people talking about nearly nonstop, and I will give my opinions about them and then never speak of them again. How's that? Because I don't find them particularly compelling. First thing, Stephen Colbert's show has been canceled. Very sad. Colbert's been a longtime personality on television. TV shows get canceled. Sucks. What's interesting to me about Colbert's cancellation, actually, is the fact that watching people talk about it on the internet, it's the closest that I have seen the internet come to getting to calling something censorship that is actually censorship. So that's actually kind of interesting. Like, there is indications that this could be related to, you know, CBS acquiescing to Donald Trump and, you know, settling with him and then canceling the show. It could have been part of the settlement. I don't know. I don't think we're ever going to know that 100%. Trump is taking credit for it because, of course, he is. But, you know, it is interesting to watch that conversation because censorship is kind of by definitionally when you are stopped speaking by the government. So, you know, as calling something censorship goes, this is the closest I've seen people on the internet get it. And that's actually kind of cool because we're starting to understand now. Censorship is not when someone won't let you scream the N-word in public. Censorship is when the government actively suppresses your speech. Whether that is what has happened, it sure looks like it, but, you know, I don't know the answer. So, the other thing everyone seems to want to talk about is the CEO who was, I guess, caught having an affair at a Coldplay concert. And frankly, I cannot summon the energy to give a shit what a CEO is doing in his private life. Or his public life. I just don't care. Stop talking about it, please. Who cares? And the last thing that everyone wants to talk about, seemingly, is the Epstein files. Boom, 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 boom. Who cares? Look, whoever is in the quote-unquote Epstein files or who isn't makes no difference. The fact is that regardless of who is in it, consequences will remain the same whether they are released or not, and that they will not face meaningful consequences. It's just not going to happen. And what is to be gained other than distraction by poring over these files? We're going to find out that people that we knew were rapists or criminals are in fact those things, even though we already know that. It's a salacious distraction. And honestly, I don't care. It just doesn't make a difference, because even if it came out tomorrow and it was Trump every day, he's still president. He's still going to be president, and they're not going to impeach him. They've tried it. Remember? We've done this. We know what he has done, and he got elected twice. Every other rich person in there, I mean, again, who cares? We know. Nothing is going to happen to them. These are not deep, dark secrets. These are things that we know. And so that is why I, again, can't see it as anything other than a blatant distraction. And I'm not interested. So, all right, we're going to play another song and come back and talk about Carney went and met with indigenous people to do some consultation after he passed that law without consultation. So I'm sure that went extremely well, and we will talk about it. But first, we're going to play a song by Scylla from the EP called Scylla is Boss, and the song is called Am I Kwapalik Yet? I apologize for the pronunciation, but I think it's going to be pretty cool. So enjoy. And we'll be back. Scylla is boss indeed. That was Scylla, Canadian throat singing duo, and that slaps hard. I'm going to be seeking out more from them. All right, folks, let's talk about Carney's summit on Bill C-5. APTN, here's where I'm getting the reporting. This was released on the 18th, and it features a tape of the entire Q&A section, which apparently was held behind closed doors. So I'm going to post the link to it. I realistically should play it in its entirety, but I'm not going to this week with everything that's going on with my other plans for this show. So we're just not going to worry about it right now, but you can listen to the full hour and 18 minute recording on ABTN. So check the show notes to get the link for that. So here's what we're going to do. So Carney, so APTN, again, this reporting is by Karen Puglius, and I, again, apologize if that's mispronounced. But here is what it says. Carney called the summit in response to criticism over Building Canada Act, a new law that gives cabinet sweeping power to bypass existing legislation in order to fast-track energy and infrastructure projects deemed in the national interest. So, if you haven't been following this, if the government sees, say, a pipeline project as being in the national interest, it has the ability to fast-track it and skip over everything. This bill was pushed through to become law without consulting Indigenous groups at all. And, they did a bad job. Carney did a bad job with this and now is trying to save face by having the summit. Guess what? He didn't do a good job again. Unbelievable. So what's interesting here, so I'm going to read, all right. So a couple of things. So first of all, there were calls for Carney to amend the law. So I'm going to read some of that here. Some chiefs, including Abram Benedict, the Grand Chief of Chiefs of Ontario, went into the meeting hoping Carney would agree to bring the law back to Parliament for amendments. 9 First Nations in Ontario are launching legal action to try and stop the One Canadian Economy Act, saying that it threatens their right to self-determination, the environment, and fundamental human freedoms. Accurate. Mississaugas of Skookog Island First Nation is not among those involved in the court case, but Chief First Nation Kelly LaRocca, speaking on behalf of the Mississauga Nation, told Carney that they reject the law. We unequivocally reject Bill 5 and say no, that is in honor of our youth who we heard speak yesterday at the Chiefs of Ontario. In response to a bully, the federal government has run roughshod over First Nations. You risk repeating historical mistakes, which your government has long since apologized for. Ramming Bill C-5 through Parliament without consultation is a resounding call to action for First Nations governments. Democracy is at its most vulnerable. So, Carney's reply to all of these concerns, he says, with respect to the bill, which is now law of the land, the issue is how we move forward with it, how consultations, once they begin projects, are conducted, how, if a possible project is to be of interest, if there is support for the project, what are the conditions around those projects and consultations of those conditions, and how the accountability for fulfilling those conditions are in place, and what are the penalties if they don't meet, and so on. So he talked around the question, and it's pretty clear that he just isn't interested in amending. And truly, like, even let's pretend. So Carney says that they will not trample on the rights that this bill is trampling on. Even if that's true, what about the next government? What about when we get a conservative government in Canada, which we are going to get, folks? This is, Carney is like another step on the path. So what about that? This has given cabinet sweeping power. You should not give government sweeping power over anything. And yet, here we are. And so, let's talk about about this. So what happens if First Nations say no? The question of the right to withhold consent and stop a project came up more than once, with most directly phrased question coming from a man who identifies himself as a citizen of the Gitxsan and Wet'suwet'en First Nations. What I'm concerned about here is this process is what happened in this process is what happens when we say no. And the Wet'suwet'en have learned that the hard way. We learned what happens when we say no, referencing aggressive responses by police to land protectors that took place from 2019 to 2020. Carney said, with respect to the last question, in terms of the approach that you referenced, it's not one with which I am very much familiar. I know the headlines, but not the details. You're a clown, Carney. You're a clown. There are different views, even in this room, about the desirability of that project amongst First Nations, and the question is there a process that can develop and reconcile those views so that there's a consensus around it and the project with certain conditions in a certain way as possible, and if not, that there will be other projects. There are a lot of projects that are proposed, and we are going to focus on where there is support. Again, why should we trust a word anyone in this government says? Someone tell me, please. What have they done so far to earn any of our trust? Carney's answers are non-answers. He is trying to save face by standing in front of Indigenous people and saying, look, I tried my best to consult, even though he didn't. And if the government wants a pipeline, they're going to get it at this point. It's going to make for a much more dangerous situation. And I don't think we should be okay with that. I really don't. All right, let's play some more music, and we will come back, and I'm going to talk a bit about the documentary I'm going to play in the second hour. All right, let's go. We'll be right back. a little something there from my Midsummer Music Festival performance, and I want to let everyone know who doesn't already know, Megafauna is coming back to Smithers. I will be performing August 9th at Bulkley Valley Brewing. Show starts at 8 p.m. August 9th, $15 at the door, and it's going to be Megafauna, Luna Flora, Download History from Terrace, and Elysium. Do not miss this show. It's going to be excellent. I'm going to be, for folks who don't know how I do my live shows, this year I have two live shows developed. I have a kind of more vibesy, chill one, and then I have the absolute lunatic shit that I did at Midsummer. And I essentially improvise either when I play live. I'm going to be doing the Midsummer show again. It will be a little bit different because I don't do anything the same twice. So make sure you come and check it out, and we're going to pull the roof off that place. I'm very excited to get back on stage. I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. And the thing about it that gets me sometimes too is it objectively terrifies me to get on stage, and the anxiety that I feel lasts like forever. It ramps up in the lead up, and then on stage it releases, and I can't wait to do it again. What a weird thing. Our body is a weird thing. Anyway, so if you want to come out and support some local electronic artists and just dance your faces off, it's 8 till late, and I believe I'm playing last, so drink a Red Bull and get ready to go, because it's going to be a long and excellent night. Hope y'all are doing good. If you, like me, take an SSRI, remember, SSRIs make you a little more much more susceptible to things like heat stroke, so make sure that you are hydrating. Drink water. Do it even if you don't take SSRIs, but in particular if you do, don't eat grapefruit and drink lots of water. That's this week's survival tips for people who are mentally ill like me. All right, guys, we got time here, I think, for maybe one more song, and then when we come back, I will set up the dock and put it on, and that'll be that. So stick around and let's get into it.